Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Slice on Broadway has provided lunch. This is absolutely incrinculant. City limits. What kind of pizza did you get?
I got the plain. I didn't want to chew and talk like sometimes our friend Ron did. I got the plain pizza, regular cheese pizza.
He really did eat a lot on the air, didn't he?
He did, all the time. Or he'd step aside for a second and eat.
I don't know what I got, but it's one of the finest pizzas of pizza I've ever had.
The buffalo chicken pizza is
what
you got.
Yeah, that's
right?
What it is, the buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah, it's good.
I was just going to say it has chicken and buffalo sauce on it, which would make sense that it's buffalo chicken, right?
I couldn't find the pepperoni, so.
I can't find Paul. Where'd he go?
Yeah, he was escaping for a minute and then was supposed to be back, but he has not returned quite yet.
I had some very profound things to say about the NFL draft, and I feel like he needs to hear them to engage in the conversation properly.
How about what I said in the headline, that the 33rd team, which is a growing media outlet, has the Steelers trading their first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk and the 20th pick going to San Francisco and being Talisa Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State, which is much easier to say than I said.
Holy corn follicles. Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't want to trade a first just because you're trading it for a luxury position and a wide receiver, which the Steelers have done so well at drafting.
I wouldn't either. I mean, with Ayuk, you're going to spend a ton of money. This shouldn't also cost your first-round pick, for God's sake.
Right, it's two caveats. You got to pay them, and you got to give up a lot to get them.
Caveat is a wonderful word, City Limits, and I'm proud of you for using it.
I'm glad I'm expanding my vocabulary.
Hi, Paul. City Limits said that the 33rd team has a mock draft out in which the Steelers trade the 20th pick to San Fran for Ayuk. Would you do that?
Who does?
The 33rd team. It's a good website.
Oh, okay.
NFL stuff.
The 33rd team says, no,
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, I think, obviously, Ayuk would make the Steelers better, but, man, you're giving up a lot for that.
Yeah, to me, the thing is, if you're San Fran, you don't have to pay him. You know, that seems to be what would be behind them trading him, is you don't then have that financial commitment. If you're the Steelers, you're taking that on. So why would you also give up a first round? No, I'm not doing that. Thank you for asking.
How about our friend Pony tweeted an hour ago that he was on 957 The Game in San Francisco, and the host there think there's an 80% chance Brandon Ayuk gets traded in the next couple days.
What would it take to get him, and what would you give up?
That's the thing. Again, we can talk about, you know, him being traded and everything else, but what I'm telling you is it's going to take a lot to get him. And I don't know that the Steelers are going to give up what it is going to take to get him. Well, like seriously, Joe, what do you think is realistic to trade for Ayuk? Like, what would the 49ers take?
I'm looking at this right now. I mean, I'm sure you probably would have to give up your first-round pick, right? Wouldn't that make sense?
At the very least.
Here's the A.J. Brown. You ready for the A.J. Brown trade?
Yeah.
I think A.J. Brown's a little bit better of a player, honestly.
I would agree.
But Ayuk is very good. The Titans traded him on draft day to the Eagles 2 years ago for picks number 18 and 101, then immediately signed him to a contract extension. So two teams who have reportedly pursued Ayuk this offseason are the Jaguars and the Steelers at picks number 17 and 20. So if the 49ers trade Ayuk, expect the trade to happen when one of those two are on the clock. Can you imagine that?
We'll be sitting here six deep in this studio.
That would be amazing.
I just can't see it. They've continued to neglect this offensive line for years.
No, they haven't. Limits. They drafted Broderick Jones. Yes. They spent all kinds of money on Daniels. They brought in and spent all kinds of money on Siamalu.
Kendrick Green, James Daniels.
Broderick Jones was finally the turning of the time.
Siamalu,
You mean with high picks?
With high picks.
Yeah, okay.
Where they've gone luxury positions like running back. They should have taken an offensive lineman and said they took Kenny Pickett. That might be guessing now with 2020 vision in our eyes, but they have not wanted to take offensive linemen so high and make it a premium spot for them to pick.
Did the Eagles or Titans or no Eagles get back picks? Like what was, or they just give up those top picks for AJ Brown? How did that trade actually work out? Do you remember?
No. The AJ Brown trade. Let's take. You mean who did they get in return?
No,
those picks.
They traded him to the Eagles,
right?
For the number 18 and 101 overall picks. And then he signed a four-year, $100 million contract. Let me think about this.
There you go.
Let me think about this a little further. You give up the 20th pick, which is basically Ayuk, right? This is like when they traded for Minka. That was basically their next year's pick.
Exactly.
So you give up the 20th pick. He is your 20th pick, and then you have to pay him. Would I do it? I'm starting now to think I would. Or maybe it's just I want it to happen on draft night. Why wouldn't you want this to happen?
It'd be fascinating if it happened on draft night. It's just another, I don't know, they don't have a center. They need to upgrade.
Centers grow on trees.
Dan Moore is flat out not good.
They really do. Everybody gets centers. Hank Fraley was undrafted. He became a pretty good center.
We change our minds because of just the passage of time in the last 4 months compared to what we knew
and what we believed
in January.
I know, but you know what you win with, Limits? And I'm talking to myself kind of now. Stars.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You win with stars. You fill in with Hank Fraley.
But are you talking about stars on the offensive line?
Anywhere. Okay. You win with stars.
But would you agree that the Steelers have at least one star at receiver? Or are you not ready to say that yet?
I'm not quite ready to say that yet. But why wouldn't you want two? Why wouldn't you want Devontae
Smith and
AJ Brown?
I'm saying I agree with you. You need stars, but what if? What if your star is your receiver, and as you've been talking about, the tight end from Georgia?
If he dropped, I mean? I don't think he's going to drop, but if he dropped, I'd be very
then
tempted.
Here's
the thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying then you would have two, sort of next level, star level players as pass catchers.
Right. And here's the thing. Like when they got Minkah, you're also trading for the knowledge that you already know he's really good, which is priceless. Because the NFL draft is a crapshoot. So if I'm trading, like when the Steelers got Minkah, I wrote and said at the time, okay, you lose a year because he's already been in the league a year. But what you've gained in this trade, you just traded for somebody you already know is a good NFL player.
Right.
I don't care who you take in the draft. You don't know yet. With Ayuk, it's the same thing. You have that priceless commodity of knowing he's already really good. Our first round draft pick this year, Brandon Ayuk, is really good. Now we have to pay him. Yes, I would do it. I completely changed my mind from 37 seconds ago.
So if you bring him in, then you're basically, what are you going to do with your offensive line now?
Go sign Hank Fraley. Go sign somebody else. There's got to be a veteran out there. You know, are you going to do worse? Bring back Mason Cole. Or did he sign already?
No.
Are you sure?
But if signing Mason Cole is the solution, then we're right back to step one where we were with Mason Cole last
then
year.
Then put Herbig over there. Bring back somebody else. Make a trade. Draft somebody with your first pick.
Herbig and what? Is 75? Well, your first pick would be what? Second round?
Yeah.
The three centers are probably all gone by then unless Zach Frazier's still sneaking around. You might have to make another trade up to
get
him.
Maybe Zach Frazier's sneaking around. Trade up to get him.
So then Dan Moore's still your left tackle.
Yeah,
and Broderick Jones remains at right.
Listen. In a perfect world, I wouldn't want Dan Moore to be my left tackle. I wouldn't want him anywhere near the position, but we're not living in a perfect world. They have to fill in a number of holes here. And if that means that you have a mediocre left tackle, well, teams have won with that too.
Right.
Or move Broderick Jones to left tackle and put somebody else at right.
Thing. Do you think Dan Moore is adequate?
Close to it.
Okay, so if you think he's adequate.
Not really. Not really. He's close, but not really.
But my point is, if you think he's adequate, then your point holds a lot of water.
Can I find an adequate veteran?
Let me ask you a question.
What about Flozell Adams? Can I find him during cuts in training camp? Can I move Broderick Jones to his natural position, and then we're going to worry about right tackle when we see all the cuts around the league?
If I told you they had Ayuk and a tight end you keep talking about from Georgia.
Yeah.
But that meant that Herbig and Dan Moore were going to be your center and right tackle. Would you take that?
Yeah, because of what I'm talking about. I also know that I could fill in once training camp cuts start, especially in August. I can find Flozell Adams again.
Well,
I'm confident I can as a fill-in.
Let me throw this out there. The Lions have just signed Amon-Ra St. Brown in the last 10 minutes. It was announced. 4 years, more than $120 million with 77 guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at.
That's the ballpark.
With Ayuk.
Ayuk. Would you do that?
Yes. I'm now convincing myself I would. Because you win with stars, and I think he's right there. And especially if he's the featured guy, but you're right about Pickens.
You know what I mean?
It's $30 million a year.
Do you think if they do make the move that Pickens scrubs all his Steeler mentions from Instagram? What do you think happens then? City limits?
How about this scenario? They bring in Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
They draft a tackle, and in the second round, they pick a really good, whoever's the top receiver on the board. Would you be okay with that?
I could live with that, except I'm getting a guy who had 1,300. He's a game breaker. He had 1,300 yards receiving, almost 18 yards a catch, and 7 touchdowns, 61 first downs. I could live with that, Paul.
Right.
But man, this would be gigantic. How many guys in the league average more per catch than him? Limitless wonder. Do you have that in front of you? If you don't, I wish you would look it up.
I'm looking right now.
Thank you. There can't be that many who average more than 18 yards a pop, are there? I got it before you did. The leader was George Pickens at 18-1. Brandon Ayuk was second at 17-9. They'd have the two most explosive receivers, at least by yards per catch, in the whole league. Limits?
I think the thing about it is, obviously, if you put Ayuk on this team, they're clearly better and more explosive.
Yeah.
And here's the thing with Russell Wilson, who's pretty good at throwing the ball down the field. And if this run game that they keep talking about, if it comes to fruition,
yeah.
okay, now all of a sudden you, but again, if you can't block anybody or move anybody out of, you know, if you can't move anyone up front, it's difficult.
That would
but
be
again,
something.
Again, don't you think that if you have a star in Jones, a good player in Sayamalo, a good pair of guards, that you can get by? And I know they're proving no in the last couple of years at center, but come on. Draft one in the second round and then bring in a veteran right tackle from somewhere else by any means necessary. And,
right.
And plug and fill. That's all you need to do. Plus, you've got quarterbacks who are pretty good at moving around.
Oh, they plugged and filled Kendrick Green, too. That worked out well.
Here's where I'll tell you.
He just took a shot at me. Did you hear that, Paul?
What did he say?
Well, they gave me plugged, a Kendrick Green
Kendrick
shot.
Kendrick Green, they plugged and filled him. That worked out tremendously.
Well, no, here's what I'll tell you. I would say this. If that were the case, there's one team that I would tell you probably lends credence to what you're saying. And that's the team that we watched yesterday win the Super Bowl against the Cardinals. As that Steelers team in 2008 had a horrific offensive line.
Yeah.
They were bad.
Now they had a legendary quarterback in his prime.
That's exactly what I was trying to
working
say.
Working his way around
in order
that.
For that to work, you better have a guy who's unbelievable at scrambling and throwing on the run and is young and can take hits and all that other stuff, because Ben Roethlisberger was so good that year, he covered up a multitude of sins by that offensive line. So, I'll go with the you can plug and play guys, but I don't necessarily know that Russell Wilson at a place in his career where
he can make up for some, but he's going to get sacked no matter what.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.